A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I got nuggets, nine. Large fries. Right. I also had a cheeseburger chaser in secret on the way home.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever said, sod it, it's Christmas in November, then this is the podcast you need. With me and my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Let's get our first update, and it's from Jo.
No way in. Because home scales don't count, and I've got evidence from my Slimming World Zoom meeting, which I've just been to. And guys, there were six of us, just three times as much as lockdown one. So that's exciting. And one woman came on and said she was utterly mortified because she got on her home scales and she'd had a good week and she'd put 4 pounds on. And then she moved her scales to a different part of the room and she'd lost a pound. What more evidence do you need, kids, that home scales don't count?
They do.
Not only did I not weigh, I did not talk about the McDonald's I had at the weekend. I did not talk about the fact that I've got a fucking frozen shoulder or trapped nerve and it's making me need shit food. So anyway, I kept all that quiet and just talked about the prawn jambalaya that I'd made from the Take 5 cookbook. Looked like an angel, which I am.
Right, Jo, there's two things I'm getting from this.
Okay.
You're not following a plan.
I am.
And you're not weighing. No. So can I ask, what is the benefit of going on these Zoom groups?
Well, firstly, of course, I'm always trying to follow the Slimming World.
No, you're not.
Plan.
She's just paid her money, Victoria, and she. That's basically
there we go. That's the reason.
Have
then.
Paid up front.
Yeah.
A 12-week countdown, of which I am somewhere in the middle. Got the free cookbook. Not used it yet. That's not the point. Clearly, I am trying, but home scales don't count. That much we all know. Feels crazy, even getting on them is stupid. So I'm not taking part in that part of the
So you're not weighing in at a weight loss group?
No.
Right.
And she actually, I do have to say, because it sounds like I was dodgy there and I'd nipped off to McDonald's behind her back. That's crazy. She started the group meeting off by saying, this is not a platform, guys, you know, to talk about sins and to talk about overdoing it and where you were naughty.
That's because we've got to everybody look forward. Is.
Yeah, well, that's why I held it from her. It was not a lie. It was just she didn't want to know and I didn't want to tell her. And we were all winners in that
situation.
That's
because everyone's failing miserably. That's why she didn't want to know.
How was your McDonald's?
Yeah, it was lovely, thanks. I got nuggets, nine.
Nine?
Yeah.
What do you need nine for?
Because six
you
is nine.
Get nine. Didn't everyone get nine?
No, you six is six. The normal.
Yeah.
I got four
in a Happy Meal, actually.
Oh, crazy.
Oh, I would always get nine.
Yeah, got
that's
the nine. Large fries.
Yeah.
Three sweet and sour sauces. Happy days. Lovely. And then I also, because I went to the drive-thru for the family, right. I also had a cheeseburger chaser in secret on the way home. Which I was thrilled with. It was ever so nice whilst I was safely driving home.
So no one knows about that then. So no one knows about the McDonald's and nobody knows about the extra burger that you had in the car.
Also, yeah. So that you've double dropped McDonald's. That's what you've done.
Yeah.
Double dropped.
Okay.
I like
double
it.
Double dropped to Mackey D's.
Yeah. And it was absolutely
double
fine.
D's.
counterbalanced it, didn't I, with the prawn jambalaya sin-free that I made from the Take 5 Slimming World
It does
cookbook.
Sound nice, actually.
And thank you, Margaret Miles Bramwell, for all
what
your lovely
recipes.
What sounds
nice, Victoria, the McDonald's or the jambalaya?
Well, both, actually. But the prawn jambalaya does nice. Sound quite nice. But that's probably the only on-plan thing she's had all week, so...
No, I had a good... I mean, I was double shifting last week. I don't know if
oh,
I
did my God. Mention
it. So I had a really good week, just a really shit weekend. Because in my head, because I'd had such a good week, I was like, oh my God, I'm owed so many freaking sins. I might as well have them all.
It doesn't work like that.
No, I apparently doesn't.
Also, you didn't mention the fact that you'd had a McDonald's, but you said you didn't mention the frozen shoulder.
Frozen
but that's
shoulder.
All you've spoken about all week. So
I have been in constant pain. Oh, and anybody God's who has sake. Been in this situation knows that sometimes... When you can't sit properly, you can't lie properly, you can't stand properly because of your horrible ailments.
Oh, Jesus.
That you do turn to biscuits. Yeah. And Chris,
any excuse for you, really.
And sweets.
So last week was double shifting. This week is frozen shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
so
really going through,
what we're
going
to say is next week then? Because there'll be something next week.
Well, no, maybe. She had a flu jab the other day.
Had a flu jab. Oh, and that's another God. Thing. Yeah, the flu goes. Jab shoulder, top of arm, is... It's not hurting me, guys. Thanks for asking. It's not hurting, but it is swelling a bit.
You, look, no.
Counts on scales.
You cannot
claim. But
you're
not weighing yourself, so it doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, that's you're not true. Weighing yourself. But also, you can't claim a minuscule amount of swelling on any weight gain. Otherwise, when we get our coronavirus vaccines, then we've all got that excuse
yeah,
that
and
week.
You have to have that twice.
You do?
Yeah.
Why? So, I've got to have it twice.
Because that's just the dosage.
It's what you do. You go home, feel ill, come back, go home, feel ill again. Then you're set for 6 months. That's not the official guidelines, by the way, guys. Please,
that's not from Public
government.
Health England. Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's coming from Selena Peters, and she says, autumn has started, and I think we can line this up as an excuse of the week. So she says, researchers think that lower levels of vitamin D due to shorter days and less contact with sunshine is in part, I think that's the key bit, responsible for autumn and winter weight gain. A lack of vitamin D is thought to reduce fat breakdown and trigger fat storage, leading to an average weight gain of 2 to 4 pounds per year.
Ooh.
Oh.
She says, okay. I think they've missed the zero off the gain estimates, though.
And the year thing. Yeah. Surely that's weekly, not
this
yearly.
Is true, though. If you think about it, you'd never see any fat people abroad.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
No.
That's America?
It feels crazy.
I blame Mother Nature for this because when you think about it, you have to store the fat when it's colder, like in caveman times. That's what we would have had to have done. We would have had to get, but that's, you get fat in summer, so you have less, so then maybe that doesn't work then.
But also you've got to think to yourself, we are all saying to ourselves, will we ever see sunshine again? Because we
are
don't
we?
Know.
For God's sake, this is so bloody depressing.
Have a chocolate bar,
we'll
carry on spinning and we will get a spring and summer. A reminder there that if you want more of this podcast, I mean, why would you? Doom and gloom. You can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes, tutorial videos, an exclusive sticker when you join, and access to our Zoom meetings. Our next meeting is on Thursday, the 26th of November, with prizes including £100 to be won. And there's 7 of the 10 envelopes left, so you've got better odds of winning the cash. Search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Now, before we move on to our next weigh-in, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook, so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us as well. And a public service announcement, there's a very, very, very important survey on there, which is gospel, and it is for producer Paul to create us a Whoosh sticker. So waiting for my Whoosh sticker. If we get enough votes, he will definitely be creating a sticker.
We've already got
this time. By this time next week.
Guys, this podcast is not a democracy. I don't know if you've noticed.
Right. I mean, did I message you or did I not message you and say, you act like fucking Trump on this podcast? You ignored that, darling, which is exactly what Trump would have done.
We need to give the people what they want, because actually we have had a message that has just come in from Adam on Instagram, and he says, so a Whoosh isn't a real thing, but pulling a Victoria is. That's just fucking lucky. A whoosh is real. Hashtag give us our sticker.
Give us our sticker.
Yeah, we give us our sticker. We created Pulling a Victoria. So waiting for my whoosh.
But that's not even us creating it. That's real.
That is a scientific.
Yes, science.
So many people have contacted us. One woman said that she was good. She lost half a pound that week and she was gutted. The next week she had a whoosh and she was 9.5 pounds down the following week. You can't argue.
And I've got to say, she can't have a sticker because she's had a whoosh. You can only have one if you're waiting for your whoosh, which is most of us.
So that's, yeah, that's all of us then, basically.
Right, Paul, listen, look at me very seriously right now. If you don't have the graphics for this by the next podcast,
yeah,
I will make my own.
No, I will
pay because I do have the company card in my purse. I will pay and I will design it myself. And we all know how fucking pernickety you are.
Joe's already downloading Paint.
Yeah,
to have a good show. I'd love to see this.
Yeah, I might just draw it.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, but take a picture.
I might draw it and that'll be what we get. So it is up to you, darling. The people have spoken and you are encouraging riots.
And when somebody says, who is your graphic designer? That shit will say, well, it's Paul at secretrex.com.
Yeah. Joe, just quick question. What's the name of the company that does our printing?
I don't know. But I got to do...
There'll be a printing company out there that does it for free.
Somebody will do it.
Somebody do it for free for us.
Will give us a quote. Yeah. Guys, if you're a graphic designer or you're a printing company, drop us a message. Yeah.
In fact, Joe, my brother's a graphic designer.
Right, he can do it. And also, I'll pay any money for this shit. We've got points.
It's coming out of Paul's cut.
Hello to Sarah Walters, who says, while frying bacon to eat with pancakes and maple syrup, I'm sending my weight to my consultant and eating a giant bag of Frazzles. Not sure how I've maintained this week, and we are not sure either, Sarah.
No.
But well done.
I love Frazzles, though. They are probably my crisp weakness.
Fake Frazzles are better than Frazzles.
Okay.
They are...
Tesco ones are nice. I like them.
They are. They're brilliant. They're more meaty.
There's zero meat in Frazzles. Let's please just clear that up.
Bacon.
You can get your vegetarian meat.
Though, so it's fine.
Fake Frazzles.
Amy Thane says, I got a surprise afternoon tea delivery from my favourite patisserie from a lovely work colleague. This is prior to going out for a 3-course dinner tonight to celebrate Aberdeen Restaurant Week. Absolute fuck it Wednesday. Not sure I'll be attending group this week.
Well, you might not be. Scotland are closing down, are they? I get confused.
No, so some areas of Scotland have closed down around Glasgow. I'm not sure if Aberdeen's included in that.
I think it is, Amy. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. You don't need to go.
I'm changing my message because we've had one in from Boopity D, who says, this is about the whoosh sticker, Paul. Clearly, Paul is being sexist. As a man, every week is a whoosh. So he simply isn't taking into account how things are different for women and that we need to celebrate when this actually happens.
You're so Trump.
So sexist.
I'm so sick
He's
of you
just
being Trump.
Trump of this podcast.
You're pathetic.
I'd love to work with a man in order to be sexist, but I'm just surrounded by women all day.
Lucky you, Paul. Lucky you.
Joanne Michelle says, OMG, I just have to rant about the Fast 800 UK diet community. I've been a member for ages, but I've never seen anything like this before. Someone just posted a photo of a lovely chocolate birthday gift. Some of us, including me, made the usual jokes about calories not counting on your birthday, etc. And some know-it-all said, well, actually, they do count and you need to stop tempting her. And then the post got deleted.
Wow.
No sense of humour at all. No, calm the fuck down, everyone. Yeah, it's just fun.
They take it all so, so, so seriously.
They really do.
It's painful.
This is why our community page is better than everyone else's. Because we don't care.
Dawn Starbuck says, when I was contemplating doing intermittent fasting, I joined a couple of Facebook groups. Oh my God, they were all very cult-like. If anybody asked any questions that went against the rules, they'd shout in capitals, dirty fasting. I felt as if I'd have to do Hail Marys. I left there poncho.
What is wrong with people?
Oh, it's crazy.
Although dirty fasting does sound fun.
It does, doesn't it?
Michelle Mather says, so Victoria was my inspiration to go blind. I think she means blind weigh-ins.
Yes.
With 7 weigh-ins left till Christmas, I've gone back to group tonight. I'm in Scotland and bought a 6-week countdown and have agreed to 6 blind weigh-ins. I have to say, there was no anxiety associated with getting on the scales tonight. Anyone else get worked up waiting to weigh in? I think this could well work.
Yeah, this is don't bother weighing.
No, blind weigh-ins are a thing and they do.
Yeah,
they do
blind weigh-ins aren't not weighing, Joe.
No, you just still have to weigh.
In a way, I'm doing blind weigh-ins, though, through lockdown.
But you're not there, are you?
Well, in a way.
No one has any idea how Joe's getting on.
It's fine.
And we all know how well it went last time. Yeah. Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will get an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker to show off at your next group. Just get in touch with us, your name and address. We heard from our inspiration on last week's Zoom party. She said that she combined healthy eating and fitness to lose 7 stone. Who would have thought?
Who knew you could do that?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, let's get our next update, and it's from me.
So, a bit of an odd one this week. To break with convention, I followed a plan. That plan did involve Slimming World. So this week, in the last week, I counted sins, I had healthy extra Bs, I had healthy extra As, and I weighed and I measured them. I even, when I baked on Saturday, which was about 3 dozen gingerbread cookies, yeah, as I was putting my Christmas decorations up, don't judge me, I even only had one gingerbread biscuit and counted it as 5 sins, which is far too many. And when I stepped on the scales to send my leader my results this week, I maintained. What a waste of a week, because we all know how much you can shift when you put your mind to it on the fast 800. Now I'm gonna blame Jo, because she invented a stupid rule at work last week, which meant that I wasn't allowed any caffeine. And it's a well-documented fact that caffeine actually does help you lose weight. And also, this morning, well, Star Week ensued.
Home scales don't count. You probably lost.
I weighed myself 3 times. They said of course you did. 2 different things, and clearly I picked the lowest one.
It's so much to pick apart here. So firstly, Star Week, you said that's not a
Which
thing ever.
You say
so
every you other
can,
week.
You can stop out, whatever. And hold on, I thought you were going to be doing Fast 800. Why are you doing Slimming World?
Well, because I knew that was making the gingerbread cookies. And I thought, well,
right, so you just found a plan that fitted into you eating gingerbread cookies.
But then if you stick to Slimming World, like I did it all week, like I did count, I mean, I didn't tell anyone about it just in case I failed. So I just got on with it and I did it. I stuck within sins. I weighed and measured healthy A's and B's, did it all by the book and didn't lose a fucking ounce.
Yeah, but maintain, that's not bad. At least you didn't put on.
No, but I mean, Yeah,
you know what you're going to get next week, Katie? You're going to get your whoosh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, she's going to get a whoosh next week.
If
how
only
exciting.
I had stuck to plan. It's all been a bit downhill since weighing on Monday.
Why did you choose Slimming World then? What happened fast 800 wise? Because you have been promising us that every
happened fast 800
week
wise. It's just too near Christmas to do the fast 800.
Yeah, it is.
A fast 800, it feels like it's a summer diet because you have lots of salads.
It's so much easier in the summer, definitely.
Yeah. And also, no caffeine, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Whose idea was that shit show?
How do you feel now? Sounds like you feel great.
I've had a lot of caffeine today, and I'm living my best life, so.
Did that first cup that you have just, like, not send you crazy?
She was flying.
You hadn't had it for so long.
It did nothing.
She was buzzing off her
tits. Absolutely nothing. Like, giving up caffeine didn't do anything apart from giving me a headache. Going back on caffeine has definitely improved my life tenfold. So.
And there's an advert.
So you're doing Slimming World down till Christmas?
Nah, I don't know.
What are you doing now?
I'm not doing anything. If I'm being completely honest.
Oh my God, like, off the rails.
Yeah, not off the rails, because I'm still only eating three meals a day, and, you know, a spaghetti bolognese as a snack is not a thing. So I'm still doing that. But it's Christmas, guys. Like,
I know, it really is.
There's nothing else in this world that's giving us joy. I mean, I've got two children, I suppose I should mention them. But there's nothing else in this world that's giving us joy right now. Food is our saviour.
Yeah, that is true.
I ordered a salted caramel panettone.
Oh, my God.
And it came, and my boyfriend opened it, and then we both smelt it. It's in a big tin. Mm. We both had a good sniff and inhale. Oh, my God, it smells amazing.
You didn't have any?
No, we've put it in spare room with all the Christmas.
Even
Christmas
smelling snacks. It is a £3 gain, though.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
My mouth is actually watering at that thought.
Honestly, like, it's John Lewis, guys.
Oh, shit.
We've really gone to test Christmas, isn't it? But we've not opened any of our Christmas stuff yet still.
Have you not opened your Lindt chocolates yet either?
No. No.
Mm. No.
That's surprising.
Thank you. Well done. I was waiting for it.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I will be putting Susie Slowcooker on tonight.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, so, yeah, I'm doing a pinch of, I know it's pinch of numbers, a swear word, but I'm doing a pinch of num recipe this evening. So, yeah.
That's probably Slimming World Friendly, then.
It is Slimming World Friendly.
Great.
But then the
Margaret and I welcome
toast
back,
I had
darling.
This morning wasn't.
So. Joe, you had a McDonald's chaser. Like, I don't think you're one to comment.
Yeah, I didn't tell. I won't be going on Margaret's Facebook page telling her that.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie barefaced in public about their food consumption. This one's come in from Project Skinny Winnie, and she says, I really want a Krispy Kreme in Tesco, but didn't want to be the fatty lingering round picking three boxes up, so I grabbed the big tray of 15. I didn't want to be judged when the huge tray of donuts was scanned with the rest of my obviously single person shopping, so I picked kids' party hats and plates up at the same time. It's happened more than once. Hashtag
oh
party
my God.
For one. That's some God. Planning and a half.
The first thing you actually paid God. For extra gift items. So
this is my favourite one we've ever had in, because that is just crazy.
I really agree. Oh my God, it's amazing. Also, great tip.
So do you think you eat all 15 of them then?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you? It's Krispy Kreme.
And I find as well with donuts, it's when, you know, a few days later, if you've still got any of the 15 left, they're still good.
Really? I mean, they last longer than the day.
Oh, well.
I mean, that's never happened in my life.
15?
Yeah. I bet I could smash 15 Krispy. I mean, I'm not going to try, because I mean, that would be the end of the year.
Try it.
I bet I could do 15 donuts in one go.
I think I'd have a go. I mean, it was a challenge.
Oh my God, that could be a new challenge. This is a good challenge, a fun challenge.
Finally.
You get two stone by Christmas, who can eat 15 donuts in a row?
Right, let's get our last update of the podcast, and it's Victoria.
I have decided to give up my halo for being Slimming Angel because it has slipped slightly. It's probably going to keep on slipping, keep on falling, so it's probably best if I just take it off. So that's gone. How my week has been a bit hit and miss. Have I been following a plan? Not really. Have I been going crazy? Not really. Did decide to do cocktail night on Wednesday last week, though, and drank quite a lot of strawberry daiquiris, but free food and healthy. So, I mean, they could have been worse. My meals have been okay. I've been eating a lot of HelloFresh dinners, and I did actually make myself some homemade burgers last night with brioche bun and cheese and bacon, which were absolutely insane, even if I do say so myself. But with all this in mind, I have decided to not step on the scales at home because I just don't think that's just what I want to see right now. So for this week, home scales are off. But next week, home scales are on.
Home scales don't count.
I'm going to backtrack on that one, guys. I don't think home scales are going to be on next week either.
Oh, no.
What's happened between now and yesterday when you recorded that?
I just don't think I'm going to do it.
Oh, my God. Are you already going off the rails?
No, I don't think I've been that bad. I mean, I have smashed 4 brioche buns. Which is quite sin heavy.
How many sins?
I think they are. I'm not sure if there are 9 or 11 each.
Yeah, the problem 11. Is, darling, if you don't know, you're not really trying.
You're a fine one to talk.
Because at least if you're looking at how many sins it's in your brain and your mind that you might be
it's
at least
It's been so
trying.
Long since I had them, though. That's my defence. I did have HelloFresh last week, which was very nice, but they weren't the lower calorie ones. They were like the higher calorie ones. So they were really nice.
Rapid recipes.
They're nice.
Yeah.
They were delicious.
They were amazing. They are so nice, but they obviously weren't part really of the slimming world. And strawberry daiquiris, I mean, they were great. They were really nice. And free food, the strawberries. So let's count that.
So the halo's gone, the slimming angel.
Yeah, I think it's gone for a little bit, but it'll be back, guys. It always is.
Well, you know, obviously not next week. You've already said that.
Yeah, just count that. Then it's the end of November, which means we've fucked November
then
off.
Then it's December.
Then it's just December.
Then what happens? End we of the know year. What happens in December.
Yeah. Off plan till Jan. That's what someone said last week.
Yeah.
I think
it is actually probably going to be a thing. Yeah. Off plan till Jan.
Well, good luck, guys, and well done for not weighing.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. This has come from Courtney Smith, who says, I'm doing the Fast 800 and I made myself a lovely fish dinner and made the kids and hubby potatoes alongside theirs. 2 hours later, the kids are in bed and he's made chips with curry sauce and is making chip sandwiches between heavily buttered bread. I started my fast half an hour ago, so this is obviously making it worse.
He is.
Oh, there is nothing better.
Terrible diet partner. Terrible diet partner. Oh, my God. Especially if you're in the beginning of Fast 800, where you're just getting your mind around it and, right, I can't eat anything else now.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're sat next to someone having a chip butty.
I mean, it's that long ago that you did it.
Sure, I know. I used to go to bed early, though. Yes. I had a real excuse. Yeah. So, yeah. I didn't
a lot of early nights when you're on the fast.
Yes, yeah.
And not in a good way. Now, before we crown this week's Slimmer of the Week, let's get more of your stories at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook.
Helen Redfern says, the god of all things slimming is smiling down on me today. By some sort of magic, my scales this morning actually matched the weight I declared to my consultant yesterday. Hashtag winning. Well done, you.
Laura Jane Thornber says, after last night's Taco Bell, I decided that today would be more on plan. After 2 Bailey's Mockers at 9 sins each before I got out of bed, it's not exactly the best start.
Oh, wow.
If you've had 18 sins before you got out of bed, that's amazing. Not a good start.
There's at Audi at the moment, I think they've just bought out, you know, they've got their own version of Bailey's. They've bought out a white chocolate version.
Oh, shit.
And it's supposed to be really nice. Yeah, definitely get that.
I went shopping in Heron Foods and in the frozen bit, they've got the Bailey's melt in the middle puddings.
Nice.
Oh, approved. Yes.
Oh,
approved.
Curious about those.
Go back and get some.
Jamie Lynn Craig says, I gained 5 pounds this week, eating my feelings and blaming the election. Also celebrating tonight with lots of rum. So my total loss for 2 stone to Christmas is now 2 stone, 5 pounds.
Oh, no.
Back on plan tomorrow. Oh, my total to lose. She's not lost that amount. She's got to lose 2 stone, 5 pounds. Oh, I didn't read that properly.
Oh, we've sacked that off, haven't we? 2 stone for Christmas.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's probably. Yeah.
Couple.
Yeah. Let's go 2 stone for 2020 because I've defo done that. So. I'm the winner of that one. Right, you've all got yourselves an exclusive guest.
No, actually, I don't think you have. I don't think I'm far off that.
Yeah, you gained 11 pounds, so.
I don't know, I've not weighed.
I don't know. Well, the worst thing is, Paul has not put on the actual weight loss charts this week. And everyone's like, oh, that's fine. No, it's not fine.
It's, they're a shambles, that's why.
It is fine. It is fine because home skills don't count, so we can't be accurate about it.
Yeah, but I need a constant reminder of how well I've done this year. And if I can't see it at the back of this script, then what am I supposed to do?
Just look at yourself in the mirror, love. I do.
Right, you've all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Last week, rightly, I was named Slimmer of the Week.
Right, should I just go now? Should I just log off?
I've got to pick between Joe and Victoria.
Neither of which have dieted.
None of you have dieted.
But at least I'm on some sort of plan this
week.
You're
not, though, are you?
I've been on for 2 days, I told you.
Yeah, but...
Prawn jambalaya, two words.
You lie to your leader. How do I know you're lying to me? And you don't pay me. You don't pay me.
McDonald's chaser. Need I say more?
Yeah, but at least I went on Zoom. At least I'm really supporting this, guys.
Yeah, I didn't even go on Zoom this week, though.
Oh, my
God. I'll be honest.
Katie, I sent you a picture of my burgers. How good did they look, though?
They did look really great. And then I ate carbs because of you again.
Can I say... Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's not good, is it? And can I just say, Victoria's already claimed that she's not trying this week.
Well,
I mean, half and half, guys. I've had a good on-plan breakfast.
There's a lot of shit backtracking going on here, Victoria.
Right, I'll make a decision. At least one of you I know is being honest.
Thank you. That's
for God's sake.
And that's Victoria. So Victoria's
Oh my God!
See that she's not on plan. I believe her. Joe's like, yeah, I've been on plan today. I don't see that, to be honest. So Victoria is this week.
Oh my God! Finally, it's like the first time in like 2 months. Oh my God! I've got some power. Oh my God! Flippin' Angel, she's back.
She's back.
Yeah. No, let's go back. Oh my God! I've got some power. Is what Victoria just said. Okay.
I'm just looking. I don't have to eat a biscuit. I don't want a biscuit.
Oh, why not? I mean, I fucking want a biscuit. Take the biscuit.
Yeah, but they're getting soggy now.
You may or may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. I mean, at this time of year, really. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. If you rate and review this podcast, it helps us. And those clicks on your phone will help you burn calories. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.